General provision, subject matter. This regulation established rules for sea and inland waterway transport as regards the following: non-discrimination between passengers with regard to transport condition offered by carriers, non-discrimination and assistance for disabled person and person with reduced mobility, the rights of passengers in cases of cancellation or delay, minimum information to provided to passengers, the handling complaints, general rules of enforcement. Scope: this regulation shall apply in respect of passengers traveling on passenger services where the port of embarkation is situated in the territory of a member state, on passenger services where the port of embarkation is situated outside the territory of a member state and the port of disembarkation is situated to the territory of a member state, provided that the service is operated by a union carrier as defined in Article 3. On a cruise where the port of embarkation is situated in the territory of a member state, however, Articles 16, 18, 19, and 20, and shall not apply to those passengers. This regulation shall not apply in respect of passengers traveling on ships certified to carry up to 12 passengers, on ships which have a crew responsible for the cooperation of the ship composed of not more than 3 persons, or where the distance of the overall passenger services is less than 500 meters one way, on excursion and sightseeing tours other than cruises, or on ships not propelled by mechanical means as well as original and individual replicas of historical passenger ships designed before 1965, built predominantly with the original materials, certified to carry up to 36 passengers. Member states may, for a period of 2 years from 18 December 2012, exempt from the application of this regulation seagoing ships of less than 300 gross tons operating domestic transport, provided that the rights of passengers under this regulation are adequately insured under national law. Member states may exempt from the application of this regulation passenger service covered by public service obligations, public services contracts, or integrated services, provided that the rights of passengers under this regulation are comparably guaranteed under national law. Without prejudice to Directive 2006/87/EC to the Directive 2009/94/EC, nothing in this regulation shall be understood as constituting technical requirements imposing obligation on carriers, terminal operation, or other entities to modify or replace ships, infrastructures, ports, or port terminals. Definitions. For the purposes of this regulation, the following definition shall apply. Disabled person or person with reduced mobility means any person whose mobility when using transport is reduced as a result of any physical disability, sensory or locomotor, permanent or temporary, intellectual disability or impairment, or any other causes of disability, or as a result of age, and whose situation needs appropriate attention and adaptation to these particular needs of the service made available to all passengers. Territory of a member state means a territory to which the Treaty of the Functioning of the European Union applies, as refers to the Article 355 thereof, under the conditions set out therein. Excess conditions means relevant standards, guidelines, and information of the accessibility of port terminals and ships, including their facilities for disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility. Carrier means a natural or legal person other than a tour operator, travel agent, or ticket vendor offering transport by passenger service or cruises to the general public. Union carrier means a carrier established within the territory of a member state are offering transport by passenger services operated to or from the territory of a member state. Passenger services means a commercial passenger transport services by sea or inland waterways operated according to a published timetable. Integrated services means interconnected transport services within a determined geographical area with a single information service, ticketing scheme, and timetable. Performing carrier means a person other than the carrier who actually performs the carriage wholly or partially. Inland waterway means a natural or artificial navigable inland body of water or system of interconnected bodies of water used for transport such as lakes, river or canals or any combination of these. Ports means a place or a geographical area made up of such improvement, works and facilities as to permit the reception of ships from which passengers regularly embark or disembark. Port terminal means a terminal staffed by a carrier or a terminal operator in a port with facility such as a check-in ticket counters and lounges and staff for the embarkation or disembarkation of passengers traveling on passenger services or on a cruise. Ship means a vessel used for navigations at sea or inland waterways. Transport contract means a contract of carriage between a carrier and the passengers for the provisions of one or more passenger services or cruises. Ticket means a valid document or other evidence of a transport contract. Ticket vendor means any retail concluding transport contracts on behalf of a carrier. Travel agent means any retail acting on behalf of a passenger or a tour operator for the conclusion of transport contracts. Tour operator means an organizer or retailer other than a carrier within the meaning of Article 2 and of Directive 90/314/WC. Reservation means a booking of a specific departure of a passenger service or a cruise. Terminal operator means a private or public body in the territory of a member state responsible for the administration and management of a port terminal. Cruise means a transport services by sea or inland waterway operated exclusively for the purpose of pleasure or recreation, supplemented by accommodation or and other facilities exceeding 2 overnight stays on board. Shipping incidents means shipwrecked, capsizing, collision or standing of the ship, explosion or fire in the ship or defect in the ship. Tickets and non-discriminatory contract conditions. Carriers shall issue a ticket to the passenger unless under national law other documents give entitlement to transport. A ticket may be issued in an electronic format. Without prejudice to social tariff, the contract conditions and tariffs applied by carriers or ticket vendors shall be offered to the general public without any direct or indirect discrimination, based on the nationality of the final customers or on the place of establishment of carriers or ticket vendors within the union. Other performing parties. Where the performance of the obligations under this regulation has been entrusted to a performing carrier, ticket vendor or any other person, the carrier travel agent, tour operator or terminal operator who has entrusted such obligations shall nevertheless be liable for the act omission of that performing party acting within that party's scope of employment. In addition to paragraph 1, the party to whom the performance of an obligation has been entrusted by the carrier, travel agent, tour operator, or terminal operator shall be subjected to provisions of this regulation, including provisions of liabilities and defenses with regard to the obligation entrusted. Exclusion of waiver. Rights and obligation pursuant to this regulation shall not be waived or limited in particular by a derogation or restrictive clause in the transport contract.